practice simulating to do two games, sort of just to get everyone, I know you have, there's a lot of moving parts, just to get people on the same page heading into the weekend?
I don't think we were that far off last week. We had two solid periods. We didn't give up anything. We just didn't close, well, I shouldn't say close the deal, but we didn't take a step forward in the third period and build on the first two periods. So, I think all of our guys would have liked to get back at it the next day, having to wait 7 days for our next game or 6 days for our next game. So they responded well tonight, played with a lot of energy. And, I don't recall the last time we gave up less than 20 shots. So that's credit to them and their effort. Yeah, that's, we've talked a lot about, how we want to play and having a dog and a bone mentality and having our first forward not try to figure out where the puck's going to go, but dictate where it's going to go through skating and stick position and letting everybody else play on their toes to figure out where it's going to go. So that's something that we did in the second period, but the only problem is I thought we were too perimeter in the offensive zone. Whereas in the first period, we were getting to the net, we were getting rebounds, and I think that was the reason why you saw a huge disparity in shots in the first period. And we had, probably the same amount of time in the second period, but we didn't recover pucks as good as we did in the first period and get the multiple opportunities.
Did you change your forechecking structure in the third? No.
I think it was, they have two power plays in the third? So I think that broke it up a little bit.
Barabee gets his first pro goal tonight. What did you think of his performance and how he's been this week for you?
Well, that's a special talent to turn what was almost looking like a meaningless one-on-one into a breakaway situation. Actually, I thought he was just going to get a shot off, and then he takes it all the way to the net and dekes out to Smith. So, we haven't seen a lot of that, and now with the forwards that have been drafted that are playing here now, that's something that our fans, I think, will get accustomed to and see it a lot more regularly than we have in the past.
We have a couple of young guys, Farabee, Myers, a few that have, or late cuts, are dealing with the emotional aspect of the business of hockey and getting sent down. And what kind of support system is really in place for you folks, whether it's the coaches or the leadership staff?
Well, this year we changed the owners, redid the players' lounge, and got a new couch. So we put the old couch in our office. So they're in a lot better shape now when they come and see us. We've had some good veterans here, but this is a unique group. Nate Prosser, Andy Andrioff, and Cal. Their demeanor and how they carry themselves amongst the group is just a great extension to the coaching staff. So, obviously Phil and Joel are two different circumstances. Phil has a disappointment of playing there last year, and not, probably not having the camp that he needed to stay there. But he's not that far away, and I think the biggest thing for him to understand is the best way to get back up there is just to come down here and play the way he was when he got called up last year. And Joel's situation is, for him to stay up there, if you're not playing on the power play and if you're not killing penalties, and then your ice time is going to be limited. And, I think because of the fact that he is young, he's 19 years old, for him to be able to come down here and build confidence and know that if he makes a mistake, it's not going to be his last shift of the game. And not that would have happened right at the start, but we see players how they handle their first opportunity in the NHL, and some are better geared for it than others. And I think Joel, to me, he's very close to Oscar, and that he'll make the adjustments. He's a smart player, and he won't beat himself. But that being said, he's so much better off being able to play a regular shift and get used to playing against men. And what he is now physically is going to change in the next 2 years as he starts to develop off the ice in the weight room and all that. So there isn't a player that doesn't benefit from playing down here. And as much as he wants to be up there, the process, it doesn't have to happen yesterday. It's just worry about today and you'll take care of tomorrow.
With all the attention that gets paid to Joe and Morgan, what can you say about that?
Yeah, I thought he was one of our better players the other night. He had six shots. Many of them were pretty good chances. Smart player. It was good to see him win faceoffs tonight. That's an area we'd like to see him get better in. Kill penalties and power play. So he's a real versatile player and plays the right way. There's no cheating in his game, and a lot of good things from him.
Frost, Farabee, Radcliffe, they were all together on the line in the rookie game, but now they're with experienced guys. Is that kind of by design in a way that putting them with veterans or more experienced players, each one of them, and that helps guide them into the pro hockey realm?
Yeah, and I think that helps also in the locker room. You're developing chemistry, not just with line mates, but the room. I think if all three of those guys were playing on the same line, then they'd have a tendency to, as much as you want them to bond together, you want them to bond with the team. And now having that the ability to play with different people, it's just going to make their relationships with each other throughout the whole team better. Okay. Yep.
Thank you.